It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, will you please open up with prayer, please?
Father, I just thank you as we come together again this evening to hear the word of the Lord, the living word that is sharper than any double-edged sword, the only word that can change the heart of man. I thank you for a word from heaven that you've already prepared before we even came online, that you will give Pastor Smith the anointing that destroys every yoke as the message of the word of the Lord goes forth. May we hear, may we receive what the Spirit of God is saying so that change will come forth. We won't walk in a wilderness and experience and keep going back and forth into the same thing over and over again, that will be humble, that will have repenting hearts, Lord, that will grow so that we can reach a lost and dying world. As we see the time approaching, God, we got to get into a place that our lives can be a reflection of you. I thank you for supernatural strength. I thank you for the word of the Lord going forth, and it will prosper what God you've sent it out to do. Prepare our hearts to receive. We bind and rebuke the devourer that would try to bring deception, that will try to close our ears to be deaf. Well, try to keep our hearts from receiving correction or what the Spirit of God is saying. And that, Lord, you'll plead the blood over this time of fellowship that we have. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. There are now 5 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of, thanks be to God. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line, and the number is 916-588-9688. The third way is in-person services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Our address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue in the city of North Highlands, and that's in Sacramento County. There will be an exception to this rule. We will not be having services on this Sunday, December 10th, in preparation for our coat giveaway. The fourth way is to call in and listen live every Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time, and the number again is 916-588-9688. Again, we will not be having services this Sunday, December 10th, but we will be returning on the Sunday, December 17th, for our coat drive. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer. The P.O. box for those requests is 1366 North Highlands, California, 95660. No return address is required because God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by our pastor, Pastor Smith. We also want to announce on this evening that Full Gospel House of Prayer has elected to sponsor Kohler Elementary in the city of North Highlands this year, again, for a coat drive giveaway. Praise God for that alliance between Full Gospel House of Prayer and Kohler Elementary. Also, we want to remind you, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes, giving reverence to God, His word, and His works. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. See, I just want to give a testimony about our son. He turned 18 on yesterday, so we thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for the turnaround that he's doing in his life in preparation and getting ready to enter into college or the Air Force. So we thank God for things that he's doing in his life.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina.
This is Sister Cindy.
Okay, Sister Cindy.
Yes, I just want to get a brief testimony. You know, I was forced working for the federal government to get the flu shot. Normally, I don't get it. I haven't gotten it in 6 years because I usually get sick. And I had to have it done by November 30th, and you spoke against any symptoms, and I was symptom-free. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Cindy. Sister Sabrina.
Yes, Pastor. I just wanted to give glory and praise to God. The word you have been speaking over my daughter's life, one of my daughters, Cecily, and not even Faith, they've had the opportunity to collaborate with a church here to reach the community. That's what we'll be doing tonight again for the last night. And just seeing the Spirit of God draw people's heart through the message of the simple message of Jesus Christ and for them to receive it is just an awesome thing to watch and see. So we're just praising God that we're a part of that experience. So continue to keep us in your prayers even for tonight.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Amen, Pastor Smith. This is Evangelist Louise Cooksey. I have a testimony. And at first I was hesitant, but the Lord said, no, you make known my deeds among the people. And what it is about, my daughter Gina has a little Chihuahua puppy. She's really an old puppy. She's 11 years old, but she looks young because she's a little tiny Chihuahua. Make a long story short, Gina noticed that she would hide herself under the bed, the puppy would, and when she would take her walking, she just noticed she wasn't acting right. She stopped eating, and so Gina ended up taking her to the vet, and the vet ran tests, and they told Gina that if it was what they thought, it was going to run close to $500. I told Gina, I said, I'm going to pray for that dog. I said, God is a healer. He's a deliverer. She said, Mama, I don't have $500. We prayed, Pastor Smith. The next day, the dog's name is Pinky. Pinky started drinking water because she had stopped drinking water, and the vet was really concerned about it. She started drinking water, started eating. She's walking again. Gina said, Mom, God answered prayer. She said, Pinky is doing great. So I just thank God. That lets me know God is concerned about everything that we have to do with. All he wants us to do is give him the praise. So I thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, do you have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, I do. I just want to pray for me and my children. And I'm going through a situation where, like, I don't have my children right now, and I just want to have God to just guide me and help us through the situation that we're going through.
Okay, after the word, I get back on the line, we will pray for you and your children, sister. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, I want to give thanks to Pastor Kennedy at the radio station. She's the engineer, and she helps Pastor William. And I just thank God for Pastor Kennedy and Pastor William just being a support system for us. And this is a time of gathering and thanksgiving for everything that God has done for us. We thank him every day, but I really thank God for them, and I just praise God for how God has used them to be a blessing to the kingdom, and I thank God for the two of them. If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to get into the Word of God. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 2 through 6. In 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 5, and Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 24. These three books we're going to go over again. 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 2 through 6. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 5, and Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 24. When everyone get those books, could you please say amen, please?
Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight. We ask that the breath of God will breathe upon this word, that this word to come alive. And Father, I thank you for strengthening me tonight, this lump of clay that's yielded to you, that the Spirit of God will breathe over me, and I will be done. In Jesus' name. This is a word of encouragement to the body of believers and to kingdom workers and to those that's going through a great change in your life, and it's your timing, and you've seen many things happen for other people, and like you have had your life on hold. This is a word of encouragement for you tonight, for you to know that God, like Evangelist Cooks, he's concerned about everything that concerns you. And this is a word of encouragement by the word of God. Want you to know tonight that the Lord have total control over everything in your life. It may not look like it. It may not feel like it. It's not by feeling, not what it looks like. It's about what God says about you. And when you're in a drought and your life is going to another place, this is a word to encourage you, because you are in the will of God. You that are in the will of God, I'm talking about tonight. I want you to be encouraged tonight. And believers and people are going through in this hour who are truly in God's will. And when these things come to cause your life to be in a place where it's complex, where things are complicated and things are tangled in a web, and when things are all mixed up and mangled and perplexities in your life, this is a word to encourage you. When things are on hold in your life, and this has happened to people every day, I'm talking about believers tonight, to those that's walking in the will of God, who's God have his hand heavy on you. When your life is on hold, when things are on hold in your life, and things at a place where there's a stoppage and everything is stopped, and things you want to do or accomplish is just held up. There's such a change going on in your life, and there's interruptions, and there's delays, and things are being postponed. And you're waiting for a move of God. You're waiting for something to happen, but nothing is happening. This is a word to encourage you tonight, saints of God. I'm not preaching something that I have not experienced. I'm preaching to you and teaching you something that I have gone through many times, over and over again. This is the thing about life. You go through this many, many times in life. But if you stay in the will of God, you stay dependent on God. I'm not talking about on humans. Because humans, we're in a fleshly body. We're imperfect. Humans are imperfect. And humans will change on you. Humans will say, I'm with you, and then the next time you know, you don't even see them anymore. Humans, that's the way humans are, but God is not like that, saints of God. God is a God you can depend on. He's a God that's dependable. You can trust him. You can rely on him for every need. He's going to support you. And even though there's complexity right now, and things are on hold, and things are in a place where they're in a delay, there's interruption, I want you to hold on tonight, because you're going to receive everything that God has spoken into your life. And you're going to receive it by faith. And we're going to see this through the word of God. This is about Elijah. Elijah was in the will of God. He was God's man. And he was in a place. Please listen tonight, saints, by the word of God. He was in a place where there was a wicked king named Ahab. And Ahab was bold in sin. There's some time we around people that's bold in sin. He was bold in sin. And the Lord commanded Elijah to get out of that place. Why? Because Elijah was no longer useful in that place. Ahab was not listening to God. He definitely was not going to listen to Elijah. And so there are of things going on in your life that God is separating. He don't have to separate you physically or locate you somewhere else. This is what God did for Elijah. He relocated Elijah, but it's many ways God can do this, like he did, for example, Samuel and Saul. Saul was rebelling against God. Saul was not listening to God. He definitely was not going to listen to Samuel. And so what did God do? He told Samuel, leave Saul alone. Saul is not going to listen to you. So what he did, spiritually, he separated Samuel and Saul. That was a separation, spiritually separation. And this is what's going on in the body as never before, spiritual separation. And when you go through a spiritual separation, you got to depend on God. You got to know that I know my foundation is in Him. You have to know in Him I live and move and have my being. That means you are totally, absolutely dependent on God. God, you relying on God, promises, His support and His favors. And saints, I'm encouraging you, God will not let you down. We're going to see it by the word tonight. 1 Corinthians 17:2-6, please.
Okay.
All right. Is it King? First King,
chapter 17, verses 2 through 6.
Okay. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan.
And Cherith, this word Cherith means separation, saint. That word means separation. Go on, please, sister. Mm-hmm.
That is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan.
This is a word. God gave Elijah word. He announced a word that he was going to bring forth a great drought. Why he was bringing this drought? Because of the sin. He was chastising. And so he gave a command to Elijah, that I'm going to bring a drought, and I want you to go. And he gave him a commandment, gave him direction. See, God's not going to tell you just go and not give you direction. He gave him direction because of this drought was coming. And he told him to do this. Elijah did not rebel. He obeyed the Lord. And what happened as he obeyed the Lord? He anointed a bird, a bird that we are forbidden to eat. He anointed a bird to give him bread morning and evening and meat, and the brook to give him water. God graciously made provision for Elijah. He will graciously listen, saints of God. His kindness and his favor and his compassion and his tenderness, his mercy is a form of action from God to you. It's a move of God on your behalf. He did this for Elijah through a bird that he was forbidden to eat. A raven is an unclean bird. But the attribute of a raven, he's an intelligent bird. He's a bird that can solve problems. He's a very intelligent bird. And he's a bird that deals with complex things. He's a scavenger. He have a lifestyle of a scavenger. He's in and out. He pull up and he's out. But he's unclean. But God made provision through this unclean bird. He allowed this unclean bird who does not fear, who don't rebel against him, who don't worry about nothing. We're going to see it through the word. Take care of Elijah. And after the brook, this is all in the word of God. You need to read all of that. And after the time was up, the word of God said the brook, it dried up. Because God was locating him someplace else. And where did he locate him at this time? He sent him to somebody, to a woman that had a need that was going to listen. I'm talking to somebody tonight. There may be people around you, saints of God, that God by his sovereign spirit is separating you, not dislocating you and spreading you someplace else, but you've done all you can do. Elijah had done all he could do, and Ahab rebelled continuously. And so the Spirit of God knew that he was not going to be useful in that place. And the only one can move against the Ahab spirit, that's a rebellious spirit, is the Spirit of God. But God sent him someplace else that somebody was going to listen. That woman listened, and the word of God says she was blessed. When we listen to God and don't rebel against God, we are blessed. So you that are going through a complex area of your life and things is on hold, and you know that you know that you have yielded yourself to God, you have a servant spirit, and you're doing all you can because you desire that none perish. You have that heart of God, but people are fighting you. And it looks like everything is complex around you. Everything is tangled up and webbed up. But I want you to know tonight, God going to move you in places spiritually. He going to allow somebody that has a need going to hear the message. Somebody who has a great need, and you are so anointed, you are so full of God, you are so full of God that that person going to listen to what you pronounce from God, and they're going to be blessed. Our next book is Luke 12 and 24, please.
Okay. Luke 12 and 24 says, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowl?
This is encouragement for you, saints of God. I want you to be encouraged. I am so encouraged. Like I constantly tell the saints in the fellowship that I'm a servant, this is the best year I ever experienced in my lifetime of kingdom work. This is the best time for you, saints of God. This word saying, look at the ravens. They don't sow seed. They don't gather harvest. I mean, they don't do nothing. They don't have storehouses or barns, but God feeds them. He said, you are worth much more than a bird. What is God saying? He makes provision for you and I like he do that bird. He provides. And what's so beautiful about God, he prepared beforehand. You don't know you're getting ready to go through a drought, but it's already prepared beforehand. It was already prepared for Elijah beforehand. The provision was made for him. Every stipulation. I want you to be encouraged tonight for every existing condition that's getting ready or are you going through right now. Provision has been prepared beforehand for these existing conditions. Any change in your life, temporary or on hold. This is a word to encourage you before that thing came into the existence, before that thing happened, God had already made provision. He has already provided for you. Elijah, provision was made, preparation beforehand. All Elijah had to do was obey the command of God. And I'm encouraging you tonight, when you obey the command of God, when everything is complex in your life and everything is mixed up, mangled up, everything is tangled up in a web, and things just seem to be on hold, things are stopped, and you desire to accomplish things that seem like a hold on, is a change, there's interruption, and things are on delay and postponed. You're waiting for something to happen by the hand of God, and it's going to happen, saints. I'm telling you, saints of God, I'm encouraged, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Because today I went through something because I have a desire to just help people that's less fortunate. And because of what's going on in our country with trade and everything, I have set, this has been set up last year. In my orders, things was like, we can't deliver them. And so I began to pray. And thank God for Sister Penny. She said, I'm going to call Runkeisha. That's one of our fellowships there in Dallas that we're connected with. And they give out like 90,000 coats. So I said, they know a lot of people. And so she called, and the administration told her just what to do, and the needs are met for us to give the coats to the people that I am in partnership with. I'm in partnership with Kohler School, with the school district. And your word is your bond. And because God is faithful, saints of God, he's faithful. It appeared complex. Everything was like on hold. They say that we don't have the stuff. It's because of the Trade Act. It's nothing coming from overseas. It's because of the act, the things that happen in our country. But God made provision. He made provision. That's why we are helpers one to another. And the thing came to pass because I'm one of those people. I don't start late. I start way in advance because I am a woman of my word. And so what am I saying tonight? When things seem like it's stopping and things you want to accomplish, like everything is interfering and there's interruption and things are being postponed, you stay in the will of God. The enemy come to frustrate the plans of God, but you stay in the will of God because provision for that particular situation, God already has set up beforehand. You just got to be faithful. 2 Corinthians 3 and 5, please.
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
This is so powerful. Anytime self is in it, it can't be self and God. It don't work. You can't do both of them. You cannot do anything and be successful in yourself. This is what this word is saying. We need God. He is our sufficiency. He is our supplier. He is our source. He is our help. When you're trying to do it in self, it can't be God himself. It's like oil and water. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Can't be the both of them. It's either self or God. Self going to fall apart, but God going to supply your need. God supplied that need for Elijah until that thing was taken off a hold. I'm encouraging you tonight. Some things is getting ready to be taken off a hold in your life, even though there's things that's complex and tangled up and webbed up. I'm encouraging you to hold on. I've seen so many people not hold on, and they're at the door of a breakthrough, and they lose out. They're on the just like at the door, and the door's getting ready to open. Then the devil sidetracked them, and they don't go through the door because they moved in their own self. They move in their own way. But when you stand still, this man had to stand still. He had to be separated unto God. Elijah had to be separated unto God. And God allowed him to be taken care of when there was a drought all around him. He was being taken care of by God. Every need was met because God was his source. I'm encouraging you tonight, saints of God, before anything get tangled up, anything get complex, God beforehand have made provision for you. That's why I don't move. I know if I'm trusting him, when these things come, I know it's already figured out. I know it's already finished. So what you have to do, enter into the rest of God, because it will pass. Don't let nothing or no one change you from trusting God. I don't care how things are falling apart. I don't care what kind of documents you receive. I don't care what people say, what people do. God is our source. We just read this in 2 Corinthians 3 and 5. He allowed people to come against us for the purpose to see, to test your faith many times. To see if you're going to trust him. Samuel had to trust God. He had to trust God. And Saul was king, but he was a disobedient king. And when God told him to just leave it alone, Samuel left it alone, and God directed him to Jesse's house, and he anointed David to be king. While Saul was still king, he was a king in the making. David was a king in the making. There are people that you have to meet. There's a kingdom children. There are children of God in the making that you got to meet, that you got to disciple to Christ, and you're wasting your time on things that God's saying, leave it alone. I'm in control of this. Go next door. I'm encouraging you because it works. The word of God works all the time. You pray for mercy and you do exactly what God tells you to do. And believe me, you're going to see manifestation. You're going to see God move. I'm telling you, I don't care what document, I don't care what kind of tidings you receive, I don't care what's going on in your life at this time. If you're holding on and you're allowing the direction of God to move over your life, God already by his sovereign spirit has prepared beforehand every stipulation, every need, every source, everything that you have need of. He said it is yours because your dependence in me, this is only temporary because I'm God in control. He was God in control of Elijah's life. He's God in control of your life. Why? He don't want you to fret. He wants you to cast your care upon him and not worry. Birds don't worry. That's what we just read in the book of Luke. They don't worry. They don't have barns. They don't have things set up. But the hands of God feed and take care of them. We are much more valuable to God than a bird. We are God's creation. And so tonight, this is a word of encouragement. Thinks it works, not some of the time. All, I've never seen it fail. It works all the time. And when you've seen the hand of God move so in those orders, when something comes that's complicated and on hold, you just know that you know this going to pass, and I'm resting because God has a door that he's moving me through, and he has something new coming in my life. And so I am allowing him to allow me to enter into his rest, not my rest, because I don't know how to rest. enter, as Hebrew 4, I believe, enter into the rest of God. I allow him to let me enter into his rest. And what happens? Manifestation follow you when you go into and come into the rest of God. Those things get off a hole, come out of a well. New people come in your life. God sent on the things you have need of. Doors are open. Things that you thought was dried up, he give you a water garden. Things that was working against you, God overthrow them. Everything that the enemy sent out against you, the Spirit of God come in and dethrone. The Spirit of God come in and sabotage, because you are his child. He did it for Elijah. And we know what happened to Ahab and Jezebel. And they was against Elijah. But we know what happened at the end of the story. This is how God moved. God wants us to know tonight, in a drought, he will give you direction. Yes. And the Lord is totally control over everything in your life. He will guide you when you follow his command. So tonight, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how difficult. I don't care how it looks so complex to you. It's not complex to God, because God knows the beginning and the end of everything and everybody's life. It's complex to us. I don't care how tangled up it is. I don't care what kind of web you in. I don't care what is interrupted in your life. What's like postponing? What's on a delay? What's changing? It has absolutely nothing to do with the preparation that God has for you beforehand. Now, we don't understand it. That's one thing. You can't understand faith. You can't understand it. You got to believe the things of God. You can't understand this. You must believe it, because his word says so.
Yes.
And that's what happened. Faith moves the hand of God. What am I saying? Every obstacle that's work against faith, you can't do it. The Spirit of God go in and fight for you. The Spirit of God move the opposition, those things that's opposing you. And it don't take much to do it. Two or three, that's what he said. He said, I'm in the midst. It don't take but a few people who's in agreement to see God do fabulous things. No, my fabulous thing. I seen that when I went to Dallas, Texas, when I seen that coat giveaway. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And it wasn't but 27 people. And they gave away 5,000 bikes, 5,000 coats. They gave away hats and gloves, 5,000 pairs of shoes. They did haircuts. They had a tent for the souls that were being discipled. It was a well-oiled machine, 5,000 bicycles. I took pictures. It was just so powerful to see it, but it wasn't about 27 people. But it happened because they were in agreement. They had a heart for the less fortunate. They had a heart. And I caught the vision. I mean, I caught the vision. I've been running ever since. I caught it. Because what? Opposition is going to come, thanks to God, when there's something great in your life. I'm encouraging you tonight. When there's something, a great move of God in your life, there's going to be great opposition, things to oppose you. When there's things that you desire to do good, there are going to be great opposition, things to oppose you. But God will come against those things that opposes you and give you victory. You just have to believe God and don't throw in the towel. I refuse to throw in towels. When you stop the fight, you cannot win. You must continue to fight the good fight of what? Faith. That's what the Bible said. You can't just give in because of a bad report. You hear bad reports all the time. But you going to receive it? No. You're going to receive the report of the Lord, because you're his child. And he's concerned about you. He's concerned about everything. Like Evangelist Cook said, he was concerned about that puppy. That's God's creation. He created that animal. He's concerned about you. So tonight, I want you to go with me into the throne room so you can attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. That's Hebrews 4:16. We can come, he said, come boldly to the throne of God. Come boldly. Come boldly because you're a child of the King. You have a right to come boldly tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina. I'd like for you to pray for my cousin, Shawan. She has two had twins anyway. Her daughter was struck by a car and killed last night. But the guy was a hit-and-run. Yeah, he was a hit-and-run driver. So they haven't got him yet, but they're just devastated. And so I'm just wanting you to pray for God to send his word of comfort and for them to apprehend the man that, or woman, whoever hit her.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Pastor Smith, I want you to continue to pray for my grandson, Davin, in North Carolina. Spoke with him today, and the enemy is really trying to play with his mind. But I told Davin, I said, too many prayers have gone out for you, and the devil is mad. But he cannot come up against God's word. And Pastor Smith, he said, Grandmother, I know that. He said, I'm just trying to hold on. And I told him, I said, Davin, you trust God. I said, and we are praying for you. So, Pastor Smith, hold him up in prayer.
Thank you. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, this is Sister Cece calling. I'm back at work, but I'm having a hard time getting back into the focus of everything. So I just would like prayer on returning back to work.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Hi, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
It's Trinidad.
Okay.
I just want you to pray for me tonight. I've been fighting. I filed bankruptcy 3 years ago, and this person that I put on my credit continues to come after me in ways. This time they put a levy on my account, even though that I can prove that I have filed bankruptcy. They just won't stop. They just continue to harass me and make my life.
These are creditors continue. Okay.
It's a creditor that's on. I filed bankruptcy, and they just throughout the time, every blue moon, they'll throw it on my credit and it'll drop my score, or they'll try to contact. They're just harassing me, and I was thinking about getting an attorney. I don't know, but if you can just pray, it's really stressing me out. They, like I said, they put a levy on my account today, and I have
to
fight that.
We pray for you. All right.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes,
young
Pastor,
lady.
This is Penny.
Okay.
This is Penny. I do have prayer. It's Isaiah has two friends. One guy, is his name is X Xavier. He plays football, and another friend is Malcolm, who plays basketball. These two kids are both believers in Christ, and they're doing very well in school. We live in the valley, so not a lot of coaches come out here, and they don't get recognized for the good stuff. They don't have anybody coming forward to offer them any type of scholarship. These kids want to go on with their life. They do want to go to a college, and they do want to be able to stay in sports. And so I just want to pray that someone somewhere offer them a full ride scholarship, because they're very good players. Like I said, they're believers, and they have a 3.8 or over 3.0, you know, GPA. So just want to send a prayer out for them.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor Smith, the young lady that called in requesting prayer for her children, that's Felipia. I told her, and if Felipia, I hope she's still on the line. This is her first time calling in.
Yeah, that's what I... So she was calling in for custody or some kind of battle in courts, wasn't it?
For her children. She has a boy and a girl, and they have split the children up, and they sent one out of the county, and we prayed about it, And the lawyer for the children contacted her and said, no, they cannot do that. The worker cannot do that. The boy is coming back to where she's at. Her thing is she's in a place with a girlfriend. The girl's getting fingerprinted, and she wants both of them, the girl and the boy, brother and sister, to be reunited with her. I told Felicia, God can do it.
Okay. Okay, anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room tonight. And saints, we ought to be on one accord. Remember, it don't take but two or three or more. He said he's in the midst of us. And we just going to believe what the Word of God says tonight. And this word has been encouragement to us. And we're going to thank God that his word, as the prayer was prayed before, it would not return void. Father, we come tonight and we come in repentancy. We come thanking you, O God, because you're moving. You're moving behind the scene. You're spiritually moving. You're moving in our affairs. You're moving in our lives. You're opening doors. We, God, is in the front of doors that's getting ready to just widely open by your hand. And, God, we thank you. You said you open a door that no man can shut. And that's what you did for Elijah, God. You moved him into a new place, and you anointed him, oh, God, to speak in this woman's life, and this woman's life would change. And, God, that's what you are, a God of many new beginnings and many changes. So we thank you tonight for your spirit now to take over. We repent of anything that's not like you. In Jesus' name, we're not going to put you in a box. You are unlimited, God. We allow our limitation to hinder your move, oh, God. We look around and look for this resource and this resource in our own self. But, God, you are limited. You, God, have resources that we don't even know of. And tonight we're going to take the limits off of God. So many people limit God to humans. But, oh, God, you are unlimited. When we human cuts us off, you never do. You don't cut off your people, God, that's serving you in true holiness in Jesus' name. And God, I know that as a matter of fact, you said you're a God of new beginning, you're a God to open new doors, and we just have to trust you by faith, and that's what you did for Elijah. You just opened up a new door. You caused him to, hallelujah, pronounce a word over someone that had a need and that received it, that didn't rebel against your word. And so, God, we just praise you tonight. And tonight we bring your people before you. Your people, God, that's going through things that's complex, that's tangled up in their lives. Your people, that God, that's going through things that's complicated, things that's mixed up and perplexing their life, things that's in a web. And God, I know you're a God that can cut a web. And if you cut a web, you loose our feet to be free. Somebody's feet need to be free out of a web tonight. And God, you will have a scissor in your hand that when anything web us up, you'll clip that thing and release us. Somebody need to be released tonight and need to be moved out of this situation. And God, I thank you tonight that anyone tonight that your hands is on, God, just like Elijah, you was over his life. And no matter what it looks like, oh God, if their lives are on hold, if things, oh God, is they desire to accomplish for you, design kingdom work. Oh, Father, I thank you for open doors tonight to bring a change in situation, oh God. Anything that's causing their life to be in a spirit of interruption, oh God. Take off the delays tonight in Jesus' name. Anything to be in a place where it seems it's postponed, oh God. Take it off tonight in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you, God, because you causing something to happen for them right now because they're believing you, God. They don't have you in a box. They're not limited attention you to one source, God. You are God with many sources. You are God that's reliable. You are God that's dependable. You are God, say, I open the door that no one can shut. You are God, say, I give you favors. You are God, say, I'm kind. You are God, say, I'm merciful. You are God, say, I'm gracious. You are God, hallelujah, that's full of tender and compassion. Oh, these are the attributes of our Father. We thank you, Father Jesus. That's nothing but love. In Jesus' name, I thank you for moving for your people this night. In Jesus' name, those with a spirit, oh God, to proclaim the good news, those that will pronounce the good news, those that you have anointed to pronounce the good news, Father, they're going to pray mercy, and they're going to keep on trucking. That's what Jesus did when they didn't receive him in another city. He went on to the next one, and people received him. They that's going through the fire, those that have complicated things in their life, we bring them before you tonight in Jesus' name. God, I pray tonight for this cousin, oh God, that lost family members, oh God, that the Spirit of God, you have an eye beholding all things. You have an eye that can search it out. Expose tonight that person that hit and destroyed lives. Expose tonight. They can't hide. Oh, Father, we thank you for exposure tonight in Jesus' name. You said, Matthew 10:26, you expose every hidden thing. Expose the hidden thing tonight in Jesus' name. Comfort the family, oh God, in their bereavement. We thank you for the comforter of the Holy Ghost to go and comfort them tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you tonight, God, for Devin, that the mind of Christ take him over, that he will hold on and not give up. We come against this spirit, oh God, that want his spirit to be down. We come against it in Jesus' name. We look to Spirit of God to bring him up in Jesus' name, that hopeless place he's in. Let hope come alive tonight in Devin in Jesus' name. We thank you for new beginnings for Devin. We thank you for open doors for Devin. We thank you for bringing his life in the order that you, oh God, have for him before Devin was born. We thank you, God, for pulling him out of the webs. We thank you for the hands of God to do for Devin what he cannot do for himself. And we thank you, Father, for your support system being around Devin, and we're going to praise you for it. We thank you for Sister Cece, God, returning back to work, that she will focus, oh God, that the Spirit of God will have her, God, to be in a place where she will get back into the motion again. We ask for strength over her, God. We thank you for the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to shield her until that place, that progress of focus take her over. We thank you, oh God, that the Spirit of excellency will fall upon her, and that the Spirit of God will shield her, God, until this process is completed, and she need to praise you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you for Trinidad, oh God, that the Spirit of God come against these people that's hounding her, that's tormenting her in Jesus' name, that's causing her credit score to go down, that the Spirit of God, hallelujah, shield her in Jesus' name from this harassing calls in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will bring it up, that she's in bankruptcy and they will stop the calling in Jesus' name. We send the word of God now to confuse every caller when they want to bring up her number, that the spirit of confusion is over in Jesus' name. We despair their action by the blood of Jesus and the cross, and we thank you for peace now over this situation, and she must trust you for it. God, I thank you, Father Jesus, that she's trusting you for it. I've seen you do too many things for Trinity. This is a small matter. Trinity, trust God. You've seen how God brought you out. I thank God tonight that your trust is in God. This is something that God has control over. Just believe. I thank you tonight, Father, for the young men that desire to go into higher learning. God, you open the door for them. We're not depending on no coach. We're not depending on no one, no system, but the power and the source of God. God, we thank you, Father. They have a desire, and God, you have given them skills, and God, you have touched their minds. And Jesus, I thank you tonight that doors be open for the young men, that the Spirit of God do the supernatural for them. And we thank you, God, by faith. We send the word of God by faith in Jesus' name, that the door be open for higher learning. And God, we're going to praise you for it, and we're going to thank you for it. Father, I thank you for the one young lady that desire her two children to return. Father, we come against systems that has divided this family. We thank you for the peace of God to take her over, and that every system turn upside down tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God anoint this attorney, God. That this attorney be directed by God, by the law of the land, to cause these children to return back to their mother. In Jesus' name, we send the word of God, that the Spirit of the Word now will give this a lawyer direction and guide him according to the law, Father, in Jesus' name, and dispel anything that will keep these children separated from their mother or from each other. We thank you, Father Jesus, that you go in and fill in the gap, that the Spirit of God caused them to return back to their mother. You did it for Jacob and Joseph. They were separated, but we've seen it by the word. God brought them back together, and they were blessed. Bring this family back together by an act of God. Move on their behalf tonight in Jesus' name, and we thank you for this family being united tonight in Jesus' name, because the word, the blood, and the cross of Jesus caused it to happen for them tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, I just thank you now for the people of God, for your servants, oh God, for those that are serving you in holiness and righteousness, in the Spirit of God, allowing your righteousness to be over them, your sanctification to be upon their lives. For this, hallelujah, declaring the holiness, hallelujah, from the cross of Jesus, that they're standing upright and you're allowing them to do it, Father, that these things that's complex in their lives, that the Spirit of God will get them into a place, God, where they get quiet before God, where they stand still and begin to see his salvation. Oh, Father, when so many irons in the fire, we get so scattered. But God, I come against that scattered spirit. People so busy in this hour, too busy to hear from God, moving and doing so many things and not doing nothing perfectedly by the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. When too many cooks in the kitchen, the soup is no longer soup. Father, I thank you tonight for causing your people to get in a still place, to get in a place of rest, oh God, your rest in Jesus' name, so they can hear from God, so you can guide them, so you can tell them what to do and where to go and how to do it, Father. But when people are busy, they always mess up. Busy people never are successful. Busy people's lives are postponed. Busy people always, hallelujah, mess up. But Father, when we begin to stand still, when we begin to allow God to be God, that's what Elijah did. He had to hear from God, but he had to shut up and be quiet to hear him. And when he got in that place, oh God, he heard the voice, he moved, he was directed, he was guided, and he was successful. Father, I thank you for success over your people tonight, that the Spirit of God will get them in a place of rest, God, that they will enter into the rest of God, and they will cease from laboring. I lose Hebrew 4:9 to be over them, oh God, like an umbrella in Jesus' name, because the devil's not going to tell us we're webbing ourselves up. The devil's not going to tell us we're so busy that we're getting into an entanglement. He's going to say, go on. This is of God. That's a lie from the devil. In Jesus' name, I thank you tonight that your people, God, get in a place where they are moved by God and not by the power of human flesh. In Jesus' name, we are to be kingdom workers, oh God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for success to be over their lives tonight in Jesus' name, because your word says so, God. Your word says the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, Psalm 92:12. I loose your word that they're going to begin to flourish like a palm tree. That palm tree don't move. That palm tree just stay by the rivers of living water. At least, hallelujah, don't dry up in that seasons, oh God. Hallelujah, fruit gonna come forth, and it will not be in a withering state, and they gonna prosper. That's what your word says, Psalms 1, 2, and 3, oh God. In Jesus' name, Father, they gonna bring forth fruit. They gonna bring forth fruit in Jesus' name, because they're meditating day and night, because they're planted by the rivers of the water. Where there's water, there's life. Father, I speak life tonight over your people that's so busy that the Spirit of God, I send your word, Psalm 1, 2, and 3 over them, oh God, that they're going to begin to meditate day and night. And they're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth in season. In that leaf, your word said, shall not wither. And whatever they do, they shall prosper. Father, that's what you did for Elijah. You prosper him because he was planted. I rebuke and I counsel a busy spirit in the name of Jesus. I send the word of God to untangle feet that's in webs tonight in Jesus' name. Our source come from the Lord. Every need be met by the Holy Ghost, because they're standing and resting in the word of God. And God, I thank you tonight for your word, Isaiah 48:17. You say, I'm God, and I teach you how to prosper. And I lead you in that way that you should prosper. That's your word, God. We need the teacher, the Holy Ghost, the comforter on the inside, to teach us and to lead us. Because we can do nothing in ourselves. And by faith, I thank you that this word is going out tonight. And this word going to cause prosperity to come. And success to come. And the things that's on hold, that the Spirit of God will come against interruption, will come against delays. Everything's in a place of postponement. That the Spirit of God will make things happen for them that they didn't even realize how it was going to happen, because it's so complex. That God, you take over every complex situation. Everything that's complicated and mixed up. And I thank you for a move of God to take them out the web. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that you make provision for the homeless, for the sick and the poor tonight. You say the poor will always be among us. I thank you for provision made for the poor in Jesus' name. The homeless is out of control in all states. I thank you for your provision tonight that you provide for them, Jesus. For every condition they're in, that the Spirit of God provide medication, food, and shelter in Jesus' name. Their basic need you must meet, Father Jesus. I thank you, Father, for the people of God that's going through health issues. I thank you for your healing virtues to go to them, that the process of healing begin to move in every place that's sick in their life, everything that's lacking in their life, that the Spirit of healing would touch every dry place, every drought-stricken place, that the Spirit of God will provoke healing tonight in Jesus' name. And God, I praise you now for healing to go into those places, God, that they cannot do for themselves according to your word, 2 Corinthians 3:5. You say, I am your sufficiency, that you do it by acts of God, by miracles, oh God. I thank you for the fivefold ministry. I ask you to bless Pastor Kennedy and Pastor William, God. And I thank you tonight, Father, that they cup run over in Jesus' name. that you bless them supernaturally, God. Anything on hold in their life, release tonight. Anything they desire to accomplish in kingdom work, oh God, open up the door. Cause them to be on the avenue, oh God, that they're being directed by God. And God, I praise you tonight that the Spirit of God would draw in the unsaved, cause prodigal sons and daughters to return back to God, that you would heal families, God, that's out of order, that the Spirit of reconciliation, God, will minister to the needs of families, that the single parents, hallelujah, you're their support, oh God, that you supply every need for those single parents raising children alone. You be the absent parent for them, for people on jobs that's going through, God, with complicated things, that the Spirit of God move in the midst of it, God, and cause those things to come subject. In the Spirit of God, hallelujah, resolve things that seem to be pressure and stress for the people on these job sites. That the Spirit of God go in and relieve the pressure tonight in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God expose elderly abuse and children abuse in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God protect us, oh God, as we out and about, because the devil is waiting like a scavenger to attack people that's not washed for God. And I thank you for the eye of God and angels of God to protect us as we go in and out in this busy season, oh God. I come against any spirit in Jesus' name that would desire to violate us, desire to rob us, to maim us, or kill us. I send the word of God to protect us as we going in and out. And I thank you for Psalms 91 to be upon us tonight in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. By the authority of Jesus, I call it done by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints.
Amen.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.